You can start living your life as a victor, but only God's way. God is not going to adjust.
Dr. Tony Evans says changing your circumstances starts by changing your perspective.
It's coming underneath divine authority rather than spending hours talking about Earth's point of view.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Before we can use the spiritual authority God has given us, we need to recognize the spiritual authority God keeps for Himself. That's Dr. Evans' subject for today, as he talks about how we can find the power we need to live above our circumstances. Let's join him.
A muscle builder one day was visiting a African tribe, and the tribal chief was just amazed at his physique. And so the tribal chief asked the muscle builder, "What do you do with all of those muscles?" The muscle builder said, "Well, it's probably easier to show you than to explain." And so the bodybuilder went into all these physique presentations, you know, this and this and all of that, you know, just kind of showing off the different muscles, the biceps, the triceps, the back, you know, and all of the different poses. The tribal chief after the presentation said, "Now that's impressive." He said, "I have a second question. What else do you do with all of those muscles?" Well, the bodybuilder said, "Well, no, that's pretty much it. I work out to pose." The African chief said, "What a waste. I hope you didn't come here this morning to pose. Because, you know, you can carry the Bible. You can get up and down doing the music. You can work out in church. But what else do you use it for?" Becomes the question. Our series is reclaiming your right to rule. God told Adam, "Let them rule," that I would delegate the rulership of the earth over to man. And if man ran it underneath me, it would come out one way. And if he ran it apart from me, it would come out another way. But I'm going to let them choose. We're going to legislate the rule of the world to man and the rule of your world to you. So you have a lot to say about how your world turns out, how your life turns out. But what we're saying is the reason why so much of our lives are not turning out the way we want them to turn out is that the rule is not in the right location. Because Jesus says in verse 19 of Matthew 16, these powerful words, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The context of this is Peter declaring that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus has affirmed the great confession of our faith. Jesus then pronounces a blessing on Peter and on the rest of the disciples. "Peter, you're a stone. The rest of you will be my rock." The Greek word petra was used of a collection of rocks that had been knitted together to form a bigger boulder or slab. "Peter, you're going to be my lead man. You're going to be the senior pastor. You're going to be the guy out front. You're going to open the doors of the church on Pentecost. But I can't build my program just on a preacher. It's going to be built around this coming together under the proper leadership of this thing called," verse 18, "the ecclesia," or the church. "I am going to build my church, and the way you're going to know it's my church is that the gates of hell will not prevail against it." In other words, the way you know it's mine is that hell is losing and not winning. So if hell is winning and the people of God are losing, it can't be God's. Because he says, "The church I'm building, hell's losing, not winning. I will build my church. The gates of hell are going to be perpetually on defense. Because I'm going to build, I'm going to progress, I'm going to move forward." So if your life is being lived under the circumstances, if you're living and it's normal for you to be toe up from the flow up, it's normal for you to be defeated, it's normal for you to lose, then something is out of sync. Either you don't know the legislation or you haven't actualized the legislation that you know. This word ecclesia is very an interesting word, and I'm going to say more about it as we get a little deeper. But it was used of an assembly or coming together. And it was regularly used for a coming together of a legislature, that is, a body that could make the law or regulate the law, like a parliament or a Congress. See, many people view the church as a place you come to get inspired, to get biblical information, and that's it. No, no, you are God's spiritual legislature. We are God's spiritual Congress, taking legislature from heaven and enacting it in history. The illustration I like to use is like an embassy. America has embassies all around the world. Every embassy is a little bit of America a long way from home. This little bit of America a long way from home is to take the values and laws of America and live them out in a foreign land. All embassies are sovereign territories. They do not belong to the country they're in. They belong to the country they're from. But they're located in a foreign land representing the homeland. The ecclesia, the church of the living God, is supposed to be a little bit of heaven a long way from home. In other words, you shouldn't come in here expecting to hear the regurgitation of what you heard out there. Because we're under a different government, kingdom of heaven. He's going to explain that. He says, I'm going to build me a legislature that's going to operate in concert with my kingdom of heaven. So why is the church and why are the people of God often so powerless? Why don't we rule more of our world rather than our world ruling us? Because we do not understand who we are. See, the reason why an American embassy can be confident is it's got America standing behind it. It's not just out there in a foreign country by itself, disconnected from everything else. It's out there connected to something a long way away that has total influence on them. I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell. The other reason I know he's talking about a legislature kind of environment is he uses the word gates. Gates in the Bible is regularly used of the place where the judge is set to render judgment, to enact laws in the Old Testament. So when he says the gates of hell, he's talking about the governmental agency of the devil. The challenge we face today is to understand that you will never rule your world, your financial world, your relationship world. You will never rule your singlehood rather than singlehood ruling you. You will never rule your career world. You will never rule your emotional world as long as you're using the wrong key. And it's amazing the places we go to get keys made. We go to our buddies who messed up with us, talking about make me a key. If that key doesn't work for them, why do you think it's going to work for you? We go get keys made because we like folk. Every time we pick up the phone and call people, make me a key. Give me your advice. And here's the way you know you're not using heaven's keys. Here's the way you can know. You can always tell because you go to heaven last. You go to the kingdom of heaven after the kingdom of earth hasn't worked. Some of us are in $50,000 worth of debt because we left the kingdom of heaven's approach to finance. We took earth's approach to finance. We're in $50,000 and now we come into church talking about pray for a miracle. I got a miracle working God. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above everything I can ask or think. Well, yeah, he can do that and sometimes he does do that, but more often he lets you work your way out of it so that you don't want to go back there again because it takes you too long to fix it. He says, I'm going to give you keys. Notice the word keys, plural, not a key, keys. Why? Because verse 18, hell has gates. For every hellish gate, there is a corresponding kingdom key. That is, there's a door God wants you to open in heaven to address the gate that just swung open in hell. Your first question should be, what is God's response to this? Not your last question. Not after you've asked every human being you know. Your first appeal, this is why men is so important that you as heads of your household seek God's answer first and not after everything else has been tried. You must take the position of Joshua. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That will be my first court of appeal. I choose the kingdom of heaven to address hell that just opened up. Because you've got to be operating, remember, under the right covering. The headship, God is over Christ. Christ is over every Christian man. Christian man is over a woman. He says, that's my chain. You've got to be operating underneath the covering in order for the blessing to flow. When scuba divers go diving, they have a tank on their back. What's in the tank? Oxygen is in the tank. Why do you want to carry something on your back? You can't just go down there. You know what? You weren't made for that. Because the water world has not been constructed for your well-being. It's good for fish. It's not good for you. So guess what you've got to do? You got to take the life source from your world, strap it on, and use it in that world. You got to take the life source from the world of oxygen to the world of water and use this world to make it in that world. If you go to fish for advice on how to make it in their world, because they know their world, they live in their world, they're used to their world, so you go to them to tell you how you should make it in their world, your fish friends gonna kill you. Because you were not made for that world. And they can't give you advice because they don't know your world. The biblical point of view is you ought to take the world up there and breathe it out down here so you can make it down here. And there's plenty of refueling up there when you run out of oxygen down here so that you stay filled with God's Spirit so that you can breathe out heaven's viewpoint in earth's atmosphere. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to give you the ability to rule your world down here. So you will be telling finances what to do. You will be telling relationships what to do. You will be telling addictions what to do. You will be telling emotions what to do. You will be telling the things that are telling you because you will be exercising kingdom authority. Let them rule. You're supposed to be ruling your world. Your world is not supposed to be ruling you. Every believer, every person who's trusted Christ for the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life has access to the keys because the keys have been given to the church. And if you're part of the church, and we'll tell you why that's important in a moment, you have access to heaven. And you're supposed to be utilizing heaven to make it on earth. You're not supposed to be utilizing earth to make it on earth and then giving a heavenly visit every Sunday.
Dr. Evans will explain more about why the change in our choice of resources can lead to a change in our circumstances when he comes back to continue our message after these words about his new book, Pathways.
When impossible circumstances suddenly fall together and you find yourself in just the right place at the right time, people call that good luck, but not Dr. Tony Evans.
You live on luck if you want to. I choose providence. Providence is God hooking things up.
But what about when it's the other way around? Is it still providence when others say that your dreams will never come true, you'll never make anything of yourself, or you'll never be happy, fulfilled, worthwhile? Find the answer in Tony's new book, Pathways.
God in His providence can take the nutmeg of your situation, the butter of your circumstance. He can take the flour of your failure and the sugar of your successes. Put them in a sovereign blender. Mix them up and still come out with a cake that works.
Discover how to stay confident and committed to the Lord's one-of-a-kind recipe for your life. Pathways from Providence to Purpose. Brand new from Dr. Tony Evans.
This brand new resource is so powerful that we'll send a copy of Pathways to anyone who can help support the alternative with a contribution, no matter how large or small. Along with it, we'll send you a special bonus, all 10 messages in Tony's current series, The Keys to Spiritual Victory. This double offer is only available for a limited time, so don't wait. Make your donation and your request today when you visit tonyevans.org, or let one of our staff members help you by calling us at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans is back now with more of today's message. Let's join him.
You can't eat donuts and cakes all week long and then get a Diet Coke and think it's going to be all right. You can't adopt the world's way of thinking and come to Diet Church and think everything's going to be fine. It doesn't work that way. You must operate in this world from that world with the use of keys. Isaiah 22:22 says, I will give you a key and you will be able to open doors no man can close, close doors that no man can open. What does the key mean? It means authority. I'm going to give you authority. I'm going to give you the right to represent me on earth like I represented my Father on earth when I was on earth. But now you are the body of Christ, so you are to represent me. You are my ecclesia. You are my church. So what will happen? What will happen? What will happen now if you begin to operate this way? What will happen if you begin using your keys? That is, on the front end, appeal to heaven's point of view about things that you face, which means you're going to have to... Now Bible study becomes meaningful. Now you're not just studying the Bible. You're trying to discover, I got to face this thing this week. What's heaven's point of view about this thing this week so I can get heaven's key, so I can open heaven's door to operate authoritatively in the thing I got to face this week. Now I'm studying for a reason. Now I'm asking questions for a reason. Now I'm attending church for a reason because I want heaven to help me rule earth, rule my world. I was with a couple just the other day, and they decided to get a divorce. There was no hope, no help. They went through all the human reasons, all the earth reasons why. We don't get along, personality differences, he's that, she's that, blah, blah, back and forth. Okay? In all the discussion, no key was mentioned. It was all earth stuff, any couple would say, all earth stuff. Nobody mentioned anything related to a key, related to a divine authorization. That never came into the car. It was all earth conversation. So I'm listening to this for 45 minutes. I let them tell their story, and they could have gone for another 2 hours. I have another 2 hours. I said, okay, cut. Okay? You're wrong, and you're wrong. And both of you are wrong because neither one of you are operating under a biblical covering of Jesus Christ. You have failed to be the head. You have failed to submit to his legitimate headship because he hasn't shown you much legitimate headship, but you've made it difficult for him to show legitimate headship because rather than a helpmate, you've been a hurtmate, and therefore, all this is chaos. So now, let me show you the key. We went over the role of the man, the role of the woman. We said, now you get under Christ. She gets under you. They called me a few days later and said, we've been happy in these last 2 days in the last 2 years. How can 2 days fix 2 years? It's the key. It's coming underneath divine authority rather than spending hours talking about earth's point of view. We spend all of our time talking to the fish, and now we can't breathe in the water. They're not equipped to help you because this key only unlocks that door. It's the key to the kingdom of heaven. What happens when you get the key to the kingdom of heaven? Here's what happens. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Binding and loosing occurs. Okay? Where is the binding occurring on earth? And who's doing the binding on earth? Oh, whatever you bind, I'm not going to bind it. You're going to have to bind it. But when I see you bind it down here, I got your back up there. Oh, if you use my key, my authority, my access, whatever you bind, the bind means to restrict or restrain. Loose means to permit or to free up. Whenever you bind something that is operating freely and it needs to be contained and restrained, whenever you loose something that's been holding you hostage and set it free, whenever you bind or loose, heaven will back you up. When an ambassador of an American embassy speaks in a foreign country, he speaks authoritatively. He says, the United States of America has taken the position thus and so. Wait a minute, Mr. Ambassador. Who told you you could go out and talk for the United States of America? You're just an ambassador. But he doesn't open up his mouth until he's already talked to America because he knows America has his back. If he starts talking stuff that Washington is not talking, he's going to get called to the White House for a little lecture because he can't just go out there and talk. He's got to say out there what's said back here. But if he says out there what's said back here has got his back out there. Whatever you bind, I got your back. I'm going to make sure it's bound. Whatever you lose, I have your back. But you must bind it and you must loose it. And the way you bind it and the way you loose it is by using a key that unlocks a door to heaven's point of view, the Spirit's point of view. And with that comes authority for you to start ruling your world. You don't have to live your life as a victim. You can start living your life as a victor, but only God's way. God is not going to adjust. See, he's not going to adjust. He is the changeless God, so he's not going to say, oh, he's crying, let me change my plan. No, no, you must appeal to heaven first. Get heaven's point of view, begin operating on that point of view, that's the key, and then now you can call for what you need heaven to do, bind something or release something. This young lady at her job, her boss was just messing over her. He didn't like her, she was a Christian, didn't like her morals, didn't like anything, and he said, since you're going to be this Jesus person and all that, you're not going to be working here long. That was his statement to her. You know, she was all unnerved and persecuted because she hadn't done anything wrong. And she called me up and she said, can I come in and pray with you about this matter? So she came in and she says, I don't know what God is doing. I don't know whether he wants me to move on or not, but I love this job. I want to stay here, but he's the one in charge. And so he's making life miserable for me. I said, well, let's bind him. Let's bind him. Okay. So we made an appeal to heaven. We made an appeal to heaven that heaven would overrule, that heaven would overrule. We looked at what God's word said about these kind of situations. She was in line with what she should be. We bound him. She called me 2 days later. 2 days later, she calls me up on the telephone. She says, guess what happened? When I came in this morning, my boss's stuff was not in his office. I asked, where was he? They said they had fired him because he was not doing his job up to par, and they had promoted me into his office. That's authority. Now, does it work that way every time? No, God's got a million different ways. Now, I know what some of you are asking. What is the difference of this with a name it, claim it? Because, you know, I'm not a big fan of prosperity theology. So how does this differ from prosperity theology? Well, it differs in a couple of key ways. Number one, you can only name and claim what God wants you to have. You just can't name and claim because you want it. Okay, name and claim it is, I want a car, give me a car. I want a house, give me a house. I want $1 million, give me a house. Okay, that's foolishness. No, but what God brings you, like when he brought Adam the animals, you can name and claim that because God brought it to you. Second thing, anything God gives you to claim, he never just wants you to use for you. See, name it, claim it is give it to me. I want it, I need it, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. No, God will give it to you, but he wants to use it through you. He wants you not only to be blessed, he wants you to be a blessing. Let me show you a great illustration of this in the Old Testament. Turn your Bibles to Exodus 17 real quick as we wind down here to a close. Exodus 17. Israel is fighting Amalek. So it came about when Moses held his hand up that Israel prevailed. And when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. Then they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur supported his hands. One on one side, one on the other. Thus his hands were held steady until the sun set. So Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Watch this now. Israel is fighting down here. Israel is fighting down here. They're fighting other human beings down here. They got problem with people. They have people problem. Amalek, a group of people over here, are giving the people over here, God's people, a problem. Anybody have people in your life who are giving you a problem, who are battling you, who are fighting you, who are resisting you? Israel has a people problem over here with a group called Amalek. Amalek is causing problems for God's people. The question is, how are we going to have victory over these other human beings who are as big as we are, more powerful than we are, have more weapons than we are? How are we, little Israel, going to have victory with Amalek over here? Moses said, I'll tell you how we're going to have victory. I'm going up to the top of the mountain. Now, y'all stay down here and fight because you just can't go to sleep because you got an enemy over here, but I'm going to go up here with the staff of the Lord, and I'm going to hold the staff up. And the Bible says whenever he lifted the staff, representing the presence and power of God, whenever he lifted the staff up toward heaven, heaven came down and got in the battle. And then it says Israel then began to prevail and push Amalek back when Moses raised his hand. But whenever Moses let the hand down, it says Amalek rose up and began to push the people around. So the battle that was taking place on earth And the outcome was tied to what was happening on the hill with Moses, whether he was stretched out to God or not. If there was no stretching out to God, it was wasted energy down here. If there was stretching out to God, the people down here overrode the problems down here. But the problem occurred because Moses got tired. It says his arms got heavy. Come on, let's tell the truth here today. Sometimes you get tired of praying. Sometimes you get tired of church. Sometimes you get tired of reading your Bible. Sometimes you get tired of saying praise the Lord. But when you give up and you quit, the battle changes because you're no longer in contact with heaven. That's why you need to be part of a local church. Some people say, why should I join the church? So that when you get tired, there's somebody on your right hand to lift up your arm. Somebody on your left hand to lift up your arm. Because if you get tired and drop your arm, you're going to start losing the battle because you're tired. Because you can get tired walking with Christ. You can get tired serving the Lord. And even though it doesn't sound spiritual to say it, everybody knows it's true. You don't always feel like holding up the presence of the Lord. But if you got somebody who loves you and somebody who loves the Lord on your right side and on your left side, you can stay up pointed toward heaven because that will affect what's happening down here. And then when you get your strength back, you can hold up somebody else's hands. So start taking back your world. You tell that thing in your world, you're not gonna own me no more. Addiction, you're not gonna own me no more. But I'm not just saying this from earth. I'm lifting up my sword to heaven and I'm saying, God, my key is gonna unlock that door. I'm gonna find the Spirit's way of thinking so that I can bind this thing or loose this thing. Exercising authority.
If you haven't yet made Jesus your Lord, don't go away. Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to explain how you can do that. But first, today's lesson was part of Tony's current series called The Keys to Spiritual Victory. It explains how to fight back against Satan's influence in your life, recover from past failures, understand God's promises to protect you, and press on toward complete healing and wholeness. Request it today, and you'll get the full-length version of all 10 messages, containing a lot of material we haven't had time to present on the air. And you'll get them as our thank you gift when you make any contribution to help keep Tony's teaching on this station, no matter the amount. Along with it, we'll send you the brand new book I told you about earlier, Pathways. Get the details before this offer runs out when you visit us online at tonyevans.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the companion Bible study kit that goes along with the book, including custom content from Tony on DVD and study guides for leaders and group members. Again, that's tonyevans.org, or let one of our resource team members help you by calling us at 1-800-800-3222. There's an old sports saying that goes, "It's not over till it's over." After all, a game can change directions in a split second. Well, next week, Dr. Evans explains why the same is true when it comes to the spiritual battles in our lives. Right now, though, he's back with this final invitation for you.
If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have that opportunity right now, and don't put it off. He died on the cross for you. He rose from the dead for you. But you must personally receive him into your life for the forgiveness of your sins and to be given the gift of eternal life, which he gladly gives away to anyone who comes to him for it. So why don't you now, right now, bow your head before the living God and simply tell him this: Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I know I need a Savior, and I choose you to be my Savior because I believe you died on the cross for me. You rose from the dead for me. So I receive you now for my forgiveness and for the gift of eternal life. And if you just ask God to save you by believing in his son, Jesus, your sins are forgiven and you've just been granted the gift of eternal life. Welcome to the family.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.